The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
It's time for your Morning Brew. Grab a cup of Joe and get caught up on everything you need to know. Here's Schlereth and Evans.
Escapes and it's McKinnon on it. He's on his horse, powering through the speed burst. What's to Kelly? My goodness, what a goal from Nathan McKinnon! Hat trick, baby!
We are kind of living in the afterglow, if you will, of the Stanley Cup for the Colorado Avalanche. And Joe Sakic sort of, you know, retooling a couple things, still waiting on the Nathan McKinnon extension. Assuming it's just a matter of time right here, they're working on it, Mark?
Yeah, I would imagine. I mean, there's a lot of work to be done. That one's going to get done. Those ones just take time, right? They take time and a little bit of caressing, you know. Mm-hmm. They got to be, make sure you do it the right way. But, you know, Nathan McKinnon's going to get one of them contracts like the Joker got. You know, like the big time,
Supermax,
highest, yeah,
super,
highest,
Supermax,
yeah,
Supermax.
Right, Supermax. You ever get a Supermax contract?
I never quite did. No, I was so close a few times to just slip through my hands there. Yeah, I mean, Nathan McKinnon.
What's the opposite of Supermax? That's what I got.
So you never got one either?
No. I never was in a position to negotiate. Mine was my whole life has been organized begging. Yeah, where I go, can I have more money? And they say no. And
you say,
I keep asking, no, but seriously, can I have more? No, okay.
I think they're going to say yes to Nathan McKinnon.
Yeah, they are.
Just a matter of time before we get that news. But also over the weekend, and just a little bit before the weekend, we know that the Avs went out and traded for a goalie on Thursday, Alexander Georgiev. We're going to have to get used to that name here, Alexander Georgiev. Darcy Kemper's time in Denver is over. Over the weekend, Joe Sakic signed the new goaltender to a 3-year deal for $10 million. This is being sort of lauded by, you know, hockey folks as really good value for a good player in a starting role. Just $10 million, though, for the next 3 years.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, the most important position is the goalie position. And we talked a lot about it with Kemper and Francois. 3 years, $10 million. Now you're the guy. Right? I mean, when you get that contract, you're the guy now. He was the backup. Where did he come from?
New York.
He was the backup,
yep.
And now you're the guy. We'll see how he responds. We see backup quarterbacks become the guy, and it just doesn't look the same. So we'll see what it looks like. McKinnon, I think it gets done here really quickly. He's the foundational piece that you're going to build everything else around. So I think we'll see the big contract coming up here pretty soon.
Real quick, it's easier to be the guy when your offense is scoring 5 goals a game.
Yeah.
Right? It's easier.
It's nice.
That transition's a little bit easier.
And one of the league's best defense in front of you.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty good here
right.
in Colorado between the pipes. Next in the Morning Brew.
Remember and learn from.
Second and 4, Jermar Jefferson in the game for the first time today. And a diving interception made at the 12-yard line. Justin Simmons with a spectacular pick. His 5th of the year.
ESPN every year polls over 50 executives, players, coaches, and they try to rank the best players at every single position. When it came to the safety position, Justin Simmons ranked number 1 in the entire NFL for the first time ever.
Wow.
In doing this list. Kind of complicated for some to digest because I know a lot of people understand Justin's an awesome player. The best safety in the NFL is pretty high praise.
It's huge. And it's interesting because I actually have always felt like based on the way Kareem plays, makes more explosive kind of wow plays.
Yep.
But you have to understand in Vic Fangio's defense, Justin always played on the left side of the defense, right side of the offense, and Kareem always played opposite. So Kareem was the guy, weak side insertion in a rotational basis, not to get too complicated, but he was the safety that was getting down in the box, and Justin's more the center fielder.
A lot
fielder.
Of big words there.
Yeah. So it'll be interesting to see if he gets more opportunities to make big plays down if they rotate equally. And he gets a little bit more opportunities to be a better run defender, to do some of the other things. But no question, he's a good center fielder.
Yeah, and the guy can do it all. You know, you see him covering tight ends, covering running backs. I mean, he's great middle of the field safety. He can come down in the box and make some tackles. So he does a little bit of everything. And I think you see with the coaches and the players and the execs, I mean, to be, you know, voted the number one safety in the league. I mean, we watched a lot of great safeties around the NFL. That's high praise.
High praise. Next in the Morning Brew.
Rebound ripped down by Adonis Arms. Up ahead to Brown, who drew contact. Hung in the air just enough. Squared and scored.
That's what it sounded like on Friday night, where the Denver Nuggets first-round pick, Christian Brown from Kansas, made his debut. And, guys, he looked the part, man. I at least for Stokin and myself, we were bullish on the pick a little bit more than I think average Nuggets fans that we saw on Twitter. But this dude out of the gate, 18 minutes, led all scores, struggled in the most recent game from three, but good sign early from your first round pick, Mark.
Yeah, I had just an opportunity, you know, like everybody else, to watch to watch the playoffs in college basketball and to watch him play, and I was intrigued by him. I mean, feisty, he's long, he's a good defender, he's one of those guys that can guard multiple positions, play multiple positions. I like the way he played. I like the way he played in college, so I'm good. I didn't see him play Friday night, but good for him.
Good start for Christian Brown. I know you and your family have watched a ton of Christian Brown, Kansas fans at the Stokely household, at least one of them. Good debut in summer league.
Yeah, great debut. And look, I mean, all positivity there and optimism that he can come in and help the squad out this year, right? I mean, that's all it is. It's a summer league game. It's the first step. It's not going to make or break you, whether it's great or bad. But it's always good to see, you know, your first round pick make a debut like that.
Only one time to make a first impression, right? That's what they say?
Right.
Good first impression.
That's right.
I'm going to say one thing on the way out here. I think Nuggets fans are going to love this dude. He gets a step on people. He's going to try to throw it on your head. Got good bounce for a guy his size. So, put that name in your back pocket, Christian Brown. Next in the Morning Brew.
Well, this ball's hit well to deep center field. Thomas, is he going to catch this one? Nope. It's off the wall. There's your gapper. It's going to tie up the game. Daza coming around. Garrett Hampson coming through. Two run, two out, double in the seventh.
That's what it sounded like over the weekend, where the Rockies took 3 of 4 from the Arizona Diamondbacks. That was on the heels of a sweep. They got swept in L.A., but the series before that, they won against the Diamondbacks. The series before that, they won against the Dodgers. Slowly but surely, Mark, are the Rockies... How about this?
Okay.
They're 10 games under .500.
Yes.
At any point this season, will they cut it to 3 games under .500 at any point moving forward?
No. No. They
cut it to 5
on,
games.
Right, yeah. Yeah. They cut it to 5 games. No. I mean, they kind of are what they are. You know, when they face the better teams with better pitching matchups, they're just going to struggle. That's what it comes down to. So, yeah, they're right about where they're right about where they're going to stay.
Can they cut
I was
it
surprised.
To five?
Five?
Can they cut it to 5 games under .500 at any point?
No, I don't think so. I mean, they're too far behind. I mean, they'd have to make up so much ground here. I was surprised that they were able to get that game yesterday.
Me too.
And finish that series
Me
off.
Too.
It really was. That's one that they usually drop. Marquez was great. And won the series against the Diamondbacks here over the fourth that we got
they
to see
did.
One of the games.
Yep.
And so they're playing solid baseball right now. They really are. Scrappy bunch. And it's one of those things where they're just not consistent enough. And so I don't think they can make a big run and all of a sudden go 8-2 here and try to make up that ground to get, you know, 5 games under .500. It is what it is, but they're doing well. They're doing well.
They are hanging tight. They have a series here this week against San Diego, a 4-game set, who they actually swept at the late June.
I don't know if they're doing well. They're being competent, maybe.
I misspoke. They put one foot in front of the other.
I said they were doing well, not you. I wasn't calling you out.
I'm sorry. They were competent over the weekend.
They were.
And we just need them to clear the over.
That's all. Clear the over.
That's all.
Where we at? Over 60-something games. I forgot exactly what it is.
I think it's 68.5.
They just got to clear it over. You're not going to the playoffs.
Win 69 games. That's all.
That's all you're looking for. That's all. Is that so hard to do?
That's so hard to do. And they'll get there. At this pace, they'll get there. They will.
They are on pace, but wheels can come off quickly.
Of course they can.
And got a long ways left.